Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, question of the day, Tom, here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Who is your all-time favorite bodyguard or enforcer, sports or non-sports edition? 713-572-4610. Because yesterday, Commissioner's Cup, which is the WNBA equivalent of their in-season tournament, which is now the NBA Cup, is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So the Commissioner's Cup, they had a lot of those games going, and one of those games was between the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever. Of course, you hear the Indiana Fever. You know someone in particular is going to be playing and drawing a lot of attention, and there's Caitlin
Wonder who
Clark.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, about Caitlin Clark. And at some point during the game, Caitlin Clark, who played at Iowa in the Big Ten, a certain rivalry that she had, rivalry is probably not even the right word, but it was a level of beef, I can tell you that for sure, that she had had dating back to her college days mm-hmm. with an Ohio State guard, J.C. Shelton. That popped up during the game.
Those dirty Ohio State players.
Figgy, care to confirm?
I have no idea. Okay, man. Right, I'm sorry. Good. I'm going to be real with you.
Clean in the face.
Yeah, there was contact with the face. I don't know if I'll call that a slap, to be completely honest.
Poke? Something.
It felt a little bit. All right, I don't even want to speculate, but it got aggressive, and then Marina Mabry gave Caitlin mm-hmm. Clark just a good old shove to the ground and scuffling and you know, induced or what have you. Late in the game, I'm mm-hmm. talking about final minute of the game, J.C. Shelton was on a wide open fast break. Sophie Cunningham gave her one of the hard fouls, one of those hard fouls that you'll see in hoops sometimes. And it really did feel like, okay, so that's what happens like in baseball when it's like, all right, we're not going to get you back right now, but your final at bat, expect a hot one, maybe to the rib cage, maybe up around the shoulders. I don't know.
Two arms around her, took her dead to the ground, and then stood up on what they say, business.
Stand on business, yeah. And so, you know, she got into her enforcer bag, and that got us thinking, who are your favorite bodyguards, enforcers in sports or otherwise? 713-572-4610.
First of all, you saw what they're calling Sophie Cunningham now?
What is that?
Enforcer Barbie.
Oh, okay.
That's perfect. That's just perfect. Enforcer Barbie, which she should probably get one of those dolls, actually. Favorite bodyguards, enforcers, whatever you want to call. I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to stand by it. Bill Laimbeer didn't care what you thought. And that, to me, was kind of endearing. Like, there are some guys like Draymond Green. Oh, man, my arms just hand, you know, they go that way. I can't control my legs. Get out of here. If you're going to be that guy, at least own it and be that guy. Bill Laimbeer, you could call him dead to his face. You are a goon. And he'd say, what's your point? What's your point? I like Bill Laimbeer. A couple local, and this might be arguable, but I think it's true. Brian Cushing. Brian Cushing would remember the old bloody face hitting that dude in the helmet?
No, he headbutted somebody with a helmet on, with his helmet off.
That's right.
With his
helmet off. I was like, I don't even know how if I call that enforcer or what have you. All I know is that was just a dude I didn't want to mess with.
Yeah.
That was all I classified that as. I don't know that I thought about it that far, but I mean, I guess if you want to take it to that space, you can go there. That was one of the ones I was thinking about. But again, just don't want to mess with him. Mm-hmm. A good text came in that lane of talking about the Rockets. Young Akeem kind of was his own enforcer in some ways. He was like, look, if I need to handle something, I will handle something.
I think
something.
He was just out of control. He would tell you that.
Fair enough. Touche.
Non-sports, any Joe Pesci character in a gangster movie, but especially Tommy DeVito in Goodfellas. That dude.
Mm. Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh. Put that guy's head in a vice.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll absolutely do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some other one, and I mean, there's a lot. For me, I think the hoop ones definitely come to mind. We were talking to Sean earlier, and of course, there's a lot of great ones in hockey where the goon, I kind of hate that, like in sports, we've legislated out the goon. I understand why, as sports become even bigger business, the idea of, hey, protection and, protection of your actual assets of the players that are going to be doing the thing that the entertainment or that people enjoy and come and pay for. You don't want to have dudes that are specifically hired in order to beat them up. Mm-hmm. But it kind of takes away some of the character of what we've done. Because like,
oh yeah.
I mean, one of the ones, Charles Oakley.
For sure.
Oh, 100%.
For sure. Which, and that was absolutely necessary with the Jordan rules and the ways in which the Pistons were getting under his skin. Like having somebody that was like, no, you don't, was actually not just like a something that was, to protect him, but it was needed basketball-wise. Yeah. And, of course, Jordan, to give him his credit, like he had to figure out some of the ways in order to like upend those Jordan rules and play through it to some degree.
Yeah.
But also just having a big, big, mean dude over there that's like actually also – we're going to get you back. We're going to tag you back. It was necessary. So, yeah, shout out to Oak.
Yeah, some current ones I'm thinking about now. The first one I thought about was Trent Williams. Mm. And I know he's supposed to be the bodyguard, the NFL bodyguard pretty much. But, that dude pretty much punched, who was it? The Richard Sherman in the face. It was like a post game. Oh, yeah. And he was talking. He
came up to him.
He punched. Yeah, yeah. He damn near punched him. Yeah. And then the other one I was thinking about, kind of recent, but Adonis Haslam. I feel like that's an underappreciated.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially the last, I would probably say the last 3 years of his career where we forgot he was even on the team.
Yeah.
And whenever he come in, in to fight.
You remembered. Who was the wrestling ones you were talking about?
Oh, I was talking about APA, Farouk and Bradshaw.
Yes.
WWE. Yeah.
I completely forgot about them.
Their whole thing was bodyguard. It was just like paid protection.
That's awesome. Text board is lighting up. Somebody said Pedro Martinez, but especially if you were a roly-poly Yankees manager. He was.
All right, can we litigate this or relitigate this? There's so many people that come after Pedro Martinez for this. Like he
me?
Attacked that old. You're on that side?
No, Zimmerman started it.
Yeah, I was like, dog. Yeah. All Pedro did
he
was
just
like
threw him down.
He mashed him down a little bit.
Yeah, Don Zimmerman was running at him, and Pedro was like, nope, redirecting your energy over there. Yeah, and that old man couldn't keep his stability. Why are we mad at Pedro for this?
I defended Pedro when that happened, but it is funny nonetheless. The way he like stumbled two or three times and then fell. Don Zimmerman.
Maurice Lucas is one of those ones that came up a few times. Lucas.
That guy was.
All right, go ahead and tell me, OG. What made Mo Lucas special?
He was a guy that kind of like what you're talking about with Udonis, especially toward the – because Mo Lucas was a all-star. I mean, he was a bad dude. And then toward the end of his career, he's like, Who do I need to protect? Put me in the game. Like, he would ask to be put in the game. Like, kind of like a hockey guy. Like a hockey guy. Just go start, you know, start some nasty.
Do you feel like Dennis Rodman was that too?
Yes. Yeah, but he was more of a cheap shot artist. Well, we call them cheap shots, but back then it was sort of like what Seth was talking about in a
because
pile.
I feel like people were scared of him, though, man. Yes. Like, especially during that time.
He was a crazy man.
I feel like he was very much needed.
He was a crazy man. I mean, there's no question about it.
All right, so Ty Domi is one that came in on the text line, and I feel bad because I'm not well-versed enough in the hockey to get to that space. Mm-hmm. But I did go, well, I know of Max Domi, and he got a little bit of that to him, too. And I was like, are they related? And yes. That is his son. I was like, okay. So apparently some of this goonery is in the blood. And I feel bad using that word again because we're going to end up in that space again. Oh, Faison Love's character in The Replacements. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love The Replacements as a movie all the way around, up and down, left and right. Jack Lambert comes in from the football space.
That's kind of, you're sort of blurring the line. Like somebody said, Andre Johnson, he wasn't a bodyguard.
He wasn't protected.
He just had a moment.
That's kind of what made it even more incredible is that we know that he was a dude who was never really going to find himself in that space.
Yeah.
And Courtland Finnegan talked his way into an ass whooping. That was the beauty of it.
Yeah, that wasn't Andre being an enforcer or a bodyguard. That was just him saying, enough is enough. I'm figuring to beat his ass. as he told Gary Kubiak on the side.
That's right. Kermit Washington.
That
was just a bad moment.
Somebody said Roger Clemens. No, don't blur them. We're talking about guys whose job it is, like
to some
Cunningham,
degree,
you know,
like Nikola Jokic's brothers.
Yeah,
yes,
that's a good one.
That might be on top of the list. I was thinking the Morris twins.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I. Well, there was a point in time where Marcus was kind of the enforcer. Was that when he was with the Clippers? He was kind of the enforcer for Kawhi in a way.
Because I think that's when he got into it with Jokic, I want to say.
That sounds about right.
That's when Jokic pushed him in the back.
Suge Knight comes in. Do you feel like there's, because I mean, Dylan Brooks would be, I think, Steven Adams is the one for the Rockets
right now.
I think
he is.
Steven, and it's funny because he's the enforcer, but he is also like the lovable giant as well. Like,
but he will protect you.
I vividly remember, and I can't remember what the altercation was. Was it Amen Thompson in there where Steve Adams comes in and he moves the other cat, but he's kind of with a smile the whole way. Like, it's not like, yo, I'm mad. It's just like, hey, all right.
Yeah.
He's got bouncer energy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, buddy, time to go.
That's a perfect way to put it. He's like a bouncer.
He's a bouncer.
Yeah.
Are there any other ones for the Houston sports teams currently? Because people were throwing up like Azeez Al-Shaair.
Again, that's kind
of
blurring
the
line.
I don't know that he's like the enforcer per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe, I don't know that, do the Texans have an enforcer? I mean, hell, hopefully the way that Tyus Howard is talking, shout out, like, get out here and show us that nasty in an enforcer way. I'd appreciate that.
The offensive line has not done what it should do in terms of being a bodyguard or an enforcer or whatever, and maybe that'll change this year. Texans, I don't know. Would it be, hate to say it right now, but Jimmy Ward kind of was that guy. He would come across the field.
Sure.
He would come across the field.
Especially in practice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely in practice.
Yeah.
Mentioned Vernon Maxwell. Taylor Lewan, rather, is a good answer, is a really good answer. Somebody said Kevin Costner, of course, the bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Meta World Peace, obviously talking about Malice at the Palace. I never viewed him as an enforcer. He was just a very loose cannon.
Yeah.
The one in the Malice at the Palace that I would view as an enforcer, Cap'n Jack, in fact.
Steven Jackson?
Yeah, Steven 100%. Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
Yep.
He did
Golden
that.
Triangle Zone,
he's
right?
Still doing that.
Everywhere
to this
he
day.
Played.
Did that recently.
He was coaching in the Big Three, and he was out there telling them that he would cut somebody. And I'm like, hey, dog, you got media money right now. I don't know if we could catch you saying this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to Cap'n Jack, or Stack, as we call him, Steven Jackson. But, yeah, man, keep those coming in. Your favorite enforcers, Ralph Sampson. Did you view Ralph Sampson?
No,
enforcer?
He was a finesse player.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Another movie one from the Warriors, Ajax.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
That is a good one.
That's a good enforcer right there.
Neville Hewitt. Would that count? I don't know. All right. We'll keep thinking on those, see if we can get there.
That's
all right,
a scary dude.
Yeah.
Scary dude, at least, notwithstanding. That is worth, I guess, looking at to some degree. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You mentioned Jimmy Ward. Let's go around the NFL. We got an update on Jimmy Ward. Let's talk about that. And I want to ask you a question. Is there a player in the NFL that could command 4 first-round picks like Desmond Bane? Let's talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.